For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Our guest on this week's Century of Lies program will be Mr. Fred Gardner. Fred, like yours truly, has had many jobs over the decades, but currently he's the managing editor of the medical marijuana journal, O'Shaughnessy's.
I went to Harvard in the start of the 60s. I was going to study biochemistry. I got turned off how political science was, and I wound up writing for the college paper and becoming a journalist with a specialty in science. And then I went to work for Scientific American for a couple of years, and I decided to organize against the war. I set up coffee houses in army towns. The anti-war movement within the U.S. military, how many thousands and thousands of GIs really thought the war wasn't worth it, and people think of the peace movement as being a civilian movement, but it really was within the military, and the civilian movement was kind of a support movement. But that's a story that the real history of which has been almost erased, and it's very analogous to the marijuana story. A whole generation, my generation, grew up having really no idea that this had been a medicine, a popular medicine in the legal medicine in the U.S., you know, and around the world. Completely miseducated about, just as current generations are miseducated about what really happened in Vietnam, where the GIs themselves turned against the grunts, you know, in all the service, officers too, NCOs too. It just wasn't worth it. In the 70s, our focus being marijuana, I guess the part of my life that's relevant is I was a friend of Dennis Perone, who, as you know, was dealing in San Francisco, and Dennis, I wrote a story after he got busted and shot, so I got to know him as a journalist and as a friend. In 1996, when he was pushing for Prop 215, the medical marijuana initiative, I decided that maybe I would write about Prop 215, and I pitched a story to the New Yorker magazine, which they went for. They assigned me to write a story about Prop 215. And that's how I got heavily focused on the medical marijuana story. And I, at the end of the 90s, the district attorney, Terrence Hallinan, offered me a job to be his press secretary right as San Francisco was implementing Prop 215. So it was very interesting to be on the law enforcement side of things. And I'm now the managing editor of a journal called O'Shaughnessy's, which is the journal of the Society of Cannabis Clinicians.
To get your copy of the O'Shaughnessy Journal, please visit ccrmg.org. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.